Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today as we take a look at diets, fad diets. For the most part, they're not as good as they may seem. I think that's at least according to our guest, Wendy Hahn, who's a clinical nutritionist at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics. And she's with us to talk about those diets and kind of what can be wrong with them and how to tell when there's a good one, when you've got a good one, and when you don't. And so those are kinds of issues that we're going to deal with her today. And maybe you've tried fad diets. I think the majority of people at one time or another in their life have tried a diet. Wondering what your results were, or maybe you've successfully kept off weight that you've lost. Love to hear about that as well. Maybe you haven't. Call in. The number is 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. And Wendy Hahn, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thank you. Thanks, Larry. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you here. And this whole business about fad diets, you know, how would you define a fad diet?
Sure. So the term fad really means short-lived.
Yeah.
So a fad diet is one that's followed really enthusiastically for a while, but really quickly fades, disappears as the enthusiasm fades.
And boy, you see a lot of them, and most of them are... probably all of them are too good to be true.
That's right. That's one of the red flags. If the diet sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
And there's some research, I think, that takes a look at what happens when you go on one of those fad diets and then you fall off it.
Sure, absolutely. So there is research looking at low-fat diets and low-carb diets, and what the researchers find is that these diets do work for a short time. The problem is that people are not able to sustain the weight loss once they finish the diet.
Yeah, it's and I've kind of been on some of those myself, so I know sort of what they're talking about. I see some that are just so crazy now online. I mean, they used to be just all you'd see them on TV or hear them on radio. Uh-huh. Now there are these little boxes that'll pop up. And I tried one, or I didn't try the diet, but I thought, I wonder what this is all about. The 5 foods or the 6 foods you shouldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember all of them. One was bananas.
Yeah. Probably the white foods, all of the white
and
foods.
And the yogurt was another one.
Yep, that was probably the white foods. Avoid all white foods. Well, my argument is, what about cauliflower?
We're
bombarded.
I just had cauliflower, as a matter of fact, and it's pretty darn good.
Right, so we're bombarded every day by the media. The companies know this, and they try to appeal to us.
Well, I tell you what... I looked at that, and as soon as I saw it, you know what? A banana is not going to hurt me, and neither is yogurt, which I have several times a week, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just avoided that one. The setup to those is usually so long, you're watching it. I finally never did get to the punchline because I thought, I am not listening to any more of this.
Sure. So, and that's another red flag in how to recognize a fad diet is when it eliminates certain food groups, such as bananas, fruits, or potatoes, vegetables. That's really a red flag.
And right now, pumpkin is a very popular flavor and claims to have many health benefits.
Pumpkin is hot. Actually, yep, we just made pumpkin soup in our family last night. The problem is what we do to pumpkin is add a lot of fat and sugar, right? Like pumpkin spice lattes and pumpkin candy, pumpkin breads.
Pumpkin beer even.
So in and of itself, pumpkin is not a bad food, right? Pumpkin is high in vitamin A, beta carotene, fiber. So it's just a matter of what we're doing to the pumpkin.
Okay. Yeah, those the pumpkin candies and all that. I mean, it's still sugar.
Right, absolutely.
So there you go. Talking today with Wendy Hahn. Wendy is a clinical nutritionist at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics. And talking about fad diets, join in. The number 1-800-642-1234. 1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Someone wondered if you could talk about the paleo diet.
So the paleo diet has gained popularity in recent years. The paleo diet, so this kind of goes along with how our ancestors ate, supposedly the hunter-gatherer diet, where we're going out and killing animals and eating lots of meat, gathering nuts and berries. And this diet considers breads and pastas to be too processed. So this diet really is very unbalanced, and people can develop nutrient deficiencies while following the Paleolithic diet.
So it's not one that you recommend people...
No. No, it's pretty much a version of a high-protein, low-carb diet. I mean, let's face it, the carbs that are going to be processed are going to be chips and soda, not foods like breads and pastas.
Well, here's a Facebook comment from Jamie. I started 3 years ago at 266 pounds. I discovered the movie Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, where juicing is used. It worked great for me for a short term. Altogether, I have now lost over 125 pounds juicing, but had not kept it off until this year, January 1st. I started a 90-day juice fast where I committed to finding an after plan that would work for me long term. I discovered the movie Forks Over Knives, and I have remained on a Whole Foods plant-based diet, and I love it. I have lost 55 pounds this year, and I've remained at 185 pounds. Now, this is since the first of the year. I've always been heavy, and this is the first time in my life I'm not afraid of food. Mm-hmm. So I think the point of this, Forks Over Knives, is the emphasis apparently is on whole foods, plant-based.
Plant-based, right?
Yeah.
Forks Over Knives. They have a website with a lot of plant-based recipes. There's nothing wrong with incorporating more plant-based meals into our diet, right? The American Heart Association recommends that mm-hmm. we should consume less meat, especially less red meat and processed meat. In this individual's case, you can tell the weight loss part was the easy part,
mm-hmm.
right? The more difficult part comes after the diet. How do you maintain that weight loss?
So, yeah, so this person... Yeah, did a pretty good job of 125 pounds. Yeah. My goodness, that's a lot of weight to lose. But then keeping it off, found a potential answer, or I guess found an answer through this particular nutrition plan. Chris in Wisconsin Dells has a comment. Chris, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind? Chris, are you there?
I have celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yep.
Now we can. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm allergic to all grains,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to make a couple of comments. Number one, we need truth in labeling in this country. If a something is a something, then it should be on the label, and manufacturers lie. This has been a process. It's been a long process of my having to go through this thing where I figure out that maltodextrin is made from barley and mm-hmm. and high fructose corn syrup is really not good for you. What happens is that even if you have a very, very mild food allergy, your small intestine shuts down, and it makes you hungry because your body thinks that it is starving. And so people should get tested. If people are overweight, they should get tested for food allergies. That's my first comment. The second thing is that if you take lots of supplements and you really pump your body full of vitamins and minerals and eat really healthy stuff, start reading labels, and that helps. And the third thing I want to say is that Dr. Andrew Weil has done a lot of research on nutrition, and he's on the Internet. And there are 10 foods that you should incorporate into your diet every single day or as much as you possibly can. And if you eat really pure foods, his advice is that if it wasn't in your grandma's cupboard, then don't eat it.
All right. What do you think about
sure.
Thanks for calling, Chris. What do you think?
Yeah, thanks for the call. So celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder, and certainly if you have celiac, you're going to need to avoid gluten altogether, including those sneaky sources like maltodextrin. Some people have a version called gluten intolerance, which presents like celiac, where you have abdominal pain, cramping, and diarrhea. But certainly you should be tested if you're concerned about gluten in the diet. For some people, they need to avoid it altogether.
And then she was talking about labels.
Oh, so food labels will be changing within the next 5 to 10 years to make them more user-friendly and really highlight pertinent nutrition information. We want to be looking at the nutrition facts label, but also the ingredients panel, which is likely below the food label.
And sometimes, as she said, sometimes it's really hard to, you know, you see some word that you've never seen in your life, and what the heck is that? And maybe it's something that you could well be something you shouldn't be consuming if you're in that situation.
So she had a good point with eating closer to Mother Nature is always recommended, eating wholesome foods, foods that our grandparents ate. The other piece of the equation is they were more active back then, right, with farming.
Right.
And they were a lot more active than we are now today. So that's another big piece of the puzzle.
But, yeah, and I guess less processed food is probably the other thing because we didn't eat as much processed food back then as we seem to do today. Doug in Lancaster, thank you for calling. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Larry. I appreciate it. I heard you earlier saying that you kind of mentioned struggling with weight. I'm doing the same thing. I have been for most of my adult life. About 4 years ago, I was about 344 pounds, 350 pounds, and I started trying Nutrisystem, and I lost 45 pounds in the snap of a finger. It went off so fast. But as you mentioned also, I got dejected after that weight stopped coming off from doing this crash diet, and I just quit altogether. And here I am 4 years later with all the weight back on again. About 2 months ago, I started a personal trainer at my local gym. In fact, I'm just actually coming home from that right now. And I'm using MyFitnessPal as a tool to watch what I'm eating and monitor my calorie intake. And I've come off about 12 pounds so far in the last 2 months. And the bigger changes I'm noticing are my belt line has gone down and my cholesterol has gone down too, which is good. But I'm just wondering if there's anything else that I should be doing, you know, food-wise, because right now, like I said, I'm not really watching what I eat. I'm just monitoring how much I eat versus what I used to be doing. If there's any kind of tweaking or changes I could be making to not just get the weight off faster, but, you know, overall healthier eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, great.
And MyFitness?
MyFitnessPal is an app that tracks your intake as well as output. And you made a great point. You know, it's difficult to figure out a plan after the diet. So you lose all this weight on the diet. The hard part then is coming up with a plan, a maintenance plan, what to do after you're done dieting. So my advice would be to see one of the registered dietitians at UW Health who can sit down with you and kind of make different tweaks in your diet. Certainly, you want to continue logging your intake and output on MyFitnessPal. That's a great way. Research shows that people who track their intake tend to lose more weight. Sort of holds you accountable.
Okay, so good advice there. Thanks a lot, MyFitnessPal. And is that a free app?
It is. It's a free app.
Excellent. All right, Doug, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call and good luck. We have Laura in Superior up next. Laura, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I am so happy to hear this program. Since 2001, I have been following a plant-based diet, and I was led to that because of my rheumatoid arthritis. I did a therapeutic fast, water fast, with Dr. Joel Furman, who has devoted his whole medical practice to nutritional counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was done with that fast, my rheumatoid was in complete remission. And more importantly, he taught me how to eat. And that was a plant-based diet, avoiding sugars, oils, processed foods, just a whole array of things that I eventually eliminated from my diet. And all these years I've been following this and am very healthy.
Well, I thanks for calling and sharing that, Laura. And are you familiar with Dr. Joel Furman?
No.
What about a plant? It sounds like a plant-based diet.
Yeah, so a plant-based diet is certainly healthy to follow. My concern would be if you're taking a B12 supplement, which may be required if you're not eating any meats, getting any B12 in your diet. You might consider having your vitamin D level checked. certain vitamin levels there that you might be missing. Do you take a multivitamin?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Great. With additional D. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. But yeah, the plant-based diets, the less processed diets, certainly can have a powerful effect on health and well-being, like you said, with managing your rheumatoid arthritis. Do you have any other goals as far as your weight?
Well, actually, to gain a little weight.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Last January, for the first time, I did not gain weight back. All the weight back that I had lost during an 18-day fast.
Okay.
And so right now I'm just concentrating on gaining back a little weight.
Sure.
But that's...
Mm-hmm. If you were... Well, thank you for that, Laura. And fasting, that's another... Now, it seems to have worked for Laura here, but what about fasting?
Cleansing? Yeah, the cleanses are very popular and promoted by celebrities who go on these cleanses. But it can be dangerous, really. Mm-hmm. We have our liver, and one of the jobs of our liver is to cleanse the body. So we really don't need to go on a cleanse fast.
Mm-hmm. But what is... So why does it work in some regards?
So it works because essentially you're not eating. You're eliminating whole food groups. So when you're doing that, you're going to be losing weight naturally, as with all diets that eliminate food groups.
So if you were going to fast on a water fast of 24 hour fast, probably
sure.
Isn't going to hurt you.
No, absolutely not, because your body has stores, right? Stores of sugar and fat to rely on. If it's just a few days, if it's longer than that, that's when it becomes more of a concern.
Oh, okay. Well, Laura, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Facebook, a question from Nan. Last night I took spaghetti squash, added eggs, seasoning, and I fried it in patties. Came out looking and tasting like mashed potatoes or hash brown patties. Is this squash high in starch and a good choice? Spaghetti squash.
Oh, sure. So it's squash season, right? There's a variety of squashes out there. So good question. Some squashes are going to be lower in carbs, like a summer squash, and some are going to be higher, like butternut would be a higher carb. Spaghetti's kind of in the middle there. It's not overly high or low in carbs, but just to realize that all squash does provide some amount of carbohydrate.
Now, are you going to get more carbohydrates in regular spaghetti?
Absolutely. So some people have been using squash or zucchini to make their own what are called zoodles in place of spaghetti.
Okay, there we go. Talking today with Wendy Hahn, clinical nutritionist at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics, about diets, fad diets, what's good and what's not so good. You can join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. I'm Larry Mueller. Rebecca Haas, our on-air producer, today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. But right now, having a good time talking about diets and fad diets today with our guest, Wendy Hahn from the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics. We have Ralph in Brookfield with a question for you, so let's go there. Ralph, hi. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. I have a trifecta. I have coronary artery disease. I have diabetes. I'm not taking any medication for that. And I have stage 3 kidney disease. Could you give me some suggestions for the type of diet I should be on for those areas? And I'll take my message over the radio.
So you said diabetic, kidney disease, and what was your other? I'm sorry.
Coronary artery disease.
Oh, coronary artery. Okay.
Sure. Well, certainly the MyPlate, USDA's MyPlate, would be a good approach for you. All foods can fit in moderation, including carbohydrate foods, proteins, vegetables, and dairy.
So now MyPlate. Where do we find that?
www.myplate.gov.
So
choose MyPlate, actually. Choosemyplate.gov.
Okay, choosemyplate.gov, probably a good place to go. And
sure.
Probably... I'm sure our caller, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I'm sorry, the caller. I forgot the caller's name, but should be working with his physician,
doctor, and dietitian, right? So certain folks, such as yourself, might consider more of a Mediterranean style diet, which has been shown to have favorable effects on blood glucose and cardiovascular risk factors.
So Mediterranean,
incorporating more plant based meals, nuts, seeds, beans, use of olive oil, cheese, and yogurt, limited intake of meats.
There we go. Thank you very much for calling in. Good luck. Appreciate your call. Lori in West Allis up next. Thank you for calling, Lori. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay. Thanks. Earlier in the show, the dietitian was talking about bread and noodles, that they are not considered processed. I got a little confused by that. I am a yo-yo dieter, of course, and working on keeping my weight off. I was told that Ezekiel bread, which is made out of sprouts, is better to use than, you know, a bread that I could buy at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Ezekiel breads are certainly more expensive, but they're made from sprouted wheat, so a different type of processing.
Still wheat.
And still wheat. And certainly breads, to some extent, are quote-unquote processed, but not as refined as other foods like potato chips or soda.
Okay.
All right, so...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate your call. So, it's okay to eat bread.
Absolutely.
You're saying.
Mm-hmm. There are no bad foods, Larry.
Oh, there are probably some that I could mention that you'd say, oh, yeah, you're right about that one. We had a question from Sydney of Appleton, wondering if you had any insight on herbal life. They say that, you know, they say they claim good results, but is it really good for your body? I tried it for a couple of months, noticed changes and was losing weight, but who can actually live off shakes two times a day?
Right, right. So dietary supplements are another area of fad diets. So a fad diet is really either a weight loss plan or a diet aid such as Herbalife to help you lose weight. Do recognize that the supplement industry is a $33 billion industry annually. So people are spending a lot of money on these supplements. But that's one of our main points to drive home, is we don't want to rely on diet pills such as Herbalife. Once again, they may work for a short period of time, but they also could be harmful to your health. There was one in the 1990s, Ma Huang, that was pulled from the market due to people experiencing heart attacks.
Oh, not a good thing at all. Not a good thing at all. Well, are there some diet plans? You mentioned it. Certainly USDA MyPlate is one that you...
MyPlate, also...
It's a diet. It's not really a diet, though, is it? It's a dietary approach.
It's not really a diet, but our diet is what we eat, our food choices every day. So we want to think less in terms of diet mentality and more in terms of behavior change, lifestyle modification. One diet that comes to mind is the DASH diet, Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. 1 in 3 Americans has high blood pressure. And so this diet This diet has been shown to reduce blood pressure. The diet is low in sugar, sweets, sodium, processed foods, and rich in fruits, vegetables, potassium, magnesium, high in fiber, whole grains, and lean dairy products.
So that's the DASH diet.
The DASH diet. It got rated number one diet for health and wellness and for weight loss.
And that was rated by who?
U.S. News and World Report, I believe, mm-hmm. this year.
So DASH diet is one. And somebody else mentioned Jenny Craig. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that that is a reasonable...
Sure. Jenny Craig is not a bad plan per se. It promotes balance and variety. So that's one thing you want to look for. Does the diet promote balance and variety? Does it allow flexibility for you? Certainly plans like Jenny Craig, Nutrisystems, Weight Watchers is a very popular plan that people try to follow. Those are all programs that would be acceptable choices.
Talking again with Wendy Hahn about dieting, and I wonder what you have to say. Have you tried a fad diet? What were your results? Were you successful in keeping weight off that you've lost? How have you done it? I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. You know, some of the callers we've heard comments about how much weight they lost over a specific, a certain amount of time. What is a healthy weight in terms of, you know, losing a pound a week, or is it 2 pounds? Is it, you know, I mean, people say, oh, I dropped 10 pounds in 10 days.
Right. So that's another red flag to look for, is if the diet promotes a rapid weight loss of more than 2 pounds per week. So an average healthy weight loss should range from only about a half a pound to 1 pound per week. We really advocate the slower weight loss because then it's more achievable to maintain that weight loss long term.
Yeah, because you're adjusting slowly, rather than
losing,
crashing,
losing quite a bit. And the initial weight loss is really water, right? We're bags of water, and water is heavy. So the initial weight loss that comes with all of these diets is water weight.
What about exercise? Now, as an example, now every morning I get up and I do a 3 miles jog, and I've got Map My Run.
Good for you.
Map My Run app, and it's fun because they every month you get reports of, well, you ran 100 miles this month, and you lost, your calorie loss was, every 3 miles is about 500 calories for me.
And do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Sure. I get up at 5:30 in the morning and do it.
Good for you. Not everybody enjoys running.
Well, run is a misnomer because I'll jog a little bit and walk a little bit, but still a rapid, you know. My physician, Jim Sossman from UW, says that's wonderful exercise.
Yeah, that's great. So we want to shoot for at least 30 minutes a day, and exercise is kind of like loose change. It all adds up. So if you do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at noon, 10 minutes in the evening, that would certainly count for your 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, well, I'm getting more than that, right?
Wonderful. You're going above and beyond, Larry. I think you're an overachiever.
Maddie in Waupaca is up next with a comment. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello. About a year and a half ago, I heard a doctor on Wisconsin Public Radio talk about his book, Grain Brain, and he was a neurologist that handled people who had Alzheimer's. I'm terrified of that prospect. And so I went on that diet, and I cut out sugar, wheat, and corn for the most part. And to my amazement, I dropped from 155 pounds to 126 pounds, and it just stays there. I can eat when I want, as much as I want, whatever I want, as long as it doesn't include that. And it just stays there at that 126 pounds.
And are you still eating grains? You're not eating any grains at all?
I am not eating wheat or corn.
Okay.
So, and boy, that's hard to avoid, especially corn.
Absolutely. So wheat is found in everything, crackers, cereals, everything.
I don't eat no wheat products.
Yeah? Wow. Well, you have done a pretty good job, and we can live without wheat and we can live without corn. I would guess, Wendy.
Well, and the weight loss is not surprising because you're cutting out an entire food group. Right, so anytime we do that, we're going to be reducing our body weight. Grains, however, are a major source of vitamins and minerals. So hopefully you are taking a multivitamin.
You take them?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
A good thing to do. And other grains? Mm-hmm. Would other grains substitute for wheat?
Yeah, so potatoes, rice.
Sure.
It would be alternatives. But yeah, wheat includes, right, barley, rye, oats, wheat germ, couscous, farina.
It's all wheat.
Mm-hmm.
All wheat. Mm-hmm. There we go. Thank you for those comments, Maddie. Appreciate it very much. We have Neil up next from Holton, Wisconsin. Thanks, Neil, for calling.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Great. Appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I was driving and listening, and I wanted to get in this conversation. I heard, I want to tell a little bit about my experience. I did the Herbalife 3 years ago, and I actually take it every single day. And I initially did it for the two shakes a day weight loss, and I did lose 34 pounds. But that's not why I called. That was my experience. I take it still every day. But what I'd like the listeners to know is, you know, these fad diets are temporary. And I used to tell my clients, I was a personal trainer, that the first three letters of diet is D-I-E, because that's what happens to your body when you go on these things. I always try to encourage people to not so much focus on these diets and still focus on what you had mentioned earlier, is that a diet is what you eat. It is your lifestyle, and what you really need to focus on is changing your lifestyle, and even more so, stop thinking about diet and food as the problem and think about exercise, because usually it's the lack of exercise that is more the issue and needs to be what you need to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good.
Well, thanks for calling. Comment?
Thanks for your call. So you make a lot of good points. Supplement use is certainly consumer choice. You have the choice whether or not you want to take vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplements. But you're right. Overall, caloric intake needs to be reduced and our energy expenditure needs to be increased in order to lose weight. And in order to change our food choices, we need to change our behavior and also our environment. Right, because those are two huge factors that go into what we're eating.
Yeah. So I appreciate the call, Neil. Thank you so much. And you can join in, too, by the way, at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Email question from Trish. For the past 30 years, I followed a low-fat, whole-grain, vegetable, fruit, and lean meat diet. I exercise daily since I was 18. Despite my best attempt, I've steadily gained weight and have just found out I am now a type 2 diabetic.
Mm.
How can I cut my diabetes or maybe cure my diabetes with diet rather than going on medications?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it sounds like you've been doing a really great job of watching your intake and choosing things like whole grains and lean meats. I would probably discuss this issue with your doctor and try to meet with a dietitian one-on-one to figure out what's going on and what kind of layers in your diet we can change. But certainly the low-fat, there are many advantages of choosing a low-fat diet for improving your blood triglycerides and cholesterol, as well as incorporating all those fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
So she's doing a lot of things right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So...
And are there some genetics involved once in
yes.
a while here?
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that. We are a product of our genetics. So no matter what we do, we can only alter our genetic code so much.
Yeah, I have a friend who is a great exerciser, watches what he eats and everything else, and still he gets his cholesterol levels like 400 or mm-hmm. something. It's
sure.
He now controls it with medications, but... It had to be genetic.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So it sounds like you're doing a lot of the right things and a lot of those positive behaviors. I think it would just be a matter of sitting down and kind of tweaking and dissecting your diet and trying to figure out what's going on here.
There's another, Kirsten wanted to know on Facebook about the It Works products. Are you familiar? I don't know those products. You know, do they work? Why do they do? And what do they do?
It works.
To the body?
I'm not real familiar with the It Works products. Do we have any more information on it?
No, I don't. I don't have it. It's one you may want to look it up because if Kirsten is talking about it, there's probably some more people that you're going to come in contact with
Absolutely.
Who have questions about it as well.
Well, it has a great name, so
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, it works. What as a matter of fact, let's talk about your role at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals. You are a clinical nutritionist, so what's your day like?
That's right. So I work with the bariatric population, so in the medical and surgical weight management program, but certainly the dietitians throughout UW Health meet with patients individually and do one-on-one counseling as well as teach group classes to promote healthy lifestyle.
There we go. Kevin in Madison, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about a diet one of my friends has started to do, and it didn't make any sense how he could have lost 50 pounds on it. He cut out everything but junk food, takes protein shakes and vitamins, like the supplements and stuff, and he's lost about 50 pounds in a 3-month time frame.
How can that possibly be?
Mm-hmm. Right, just doing the liquid diet.
So
he's doing protein shakes?
He's doing protein shakes and he's eating junk food.
And eating junk food, right. So it's kind of like the cookie diet, how there's a Dr. Segal is an advocate of the eating 4 to 6 cookies a day or eating just chocolate or junk food. It's because you're eliminating a lot of the other food groups, so thereby reducing your overall caloric intake and losing weight.
Okay, so yeah, if you eat nothing but chocolate.
That's a diet I want to follow.
Although I have to tell you, I've been to some fundraisers that are chocolate and wine, let's say. And you eat chocolate, you know, you try one, you try two, you try three. Pretty soon you're sick of chocolate.
That's right.
And so you're not...
Not going to overindulge. Kind
you're
of
not
like, going
right.
to
overindulge.
So with the junk food, he might be eating junk food, but eventually gets sick of it. I mean, how many cookies can you really eat in a day?
Yeah, well, I could probably... I've not tested that yet. I haven't tried that experiment yet. Oh, man.
But hopefully it's one that will fade away. You know, the word fad is followed by the word fade, and hopefully he can get back to healthy eating.
We have... Salamina in Racine with a question. Hi, thanks for calling. I guess we lost her. Let's try Michelle, are you there?
Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle.
Hi.
Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah, well, a couple years ago, I did the Isagenics. My girlfriend's like, try it, it's awesome. However, and I did it, and it's very expensive. My whole life, I mean, I was in a lot of sports. I'm active. And I said, you know what? What the heck? I'm going to try it. I'm in my 40s now. It is expensive. It worked phenomenal, but it's very strict. You got to stick with it. I mean, no drinking, you know, no chips, no this, no that, and I did it. However, the reality of it is I'm not going to live my life around a very, very strict diet and then the expense behind it for the different, whether it's capsules, or shakes, or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So my thoughts, her thoughts, your thoughts on that, and also Juice Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Juice Plus.
Which is a version of juicing.
Oh, it's a version of...
So, and that's one of the problems with fad diets is that they're very difficult to adhere to for a long period of time, and they don't allow for flexibility of normal eating.
And, you know, this is kind of the perfect, because we're winding up the program here. So... Here she is. Now she's gone ahead and done that and lost weight. So I think Michelle's asking, what do I do now to kind of maintain?
Yeah.
And so what is your most important advice and guidance for all of us then? Because we're all probably, many of us are in that situation.
Right. So my advice would be to make an appointment with a registered dietitian, sit down and figure out what you can do in your diet to try to make changes.
So, and is there a particular... One that you, area that you like better? I know you mentioned the USDA.
Yeah, not necessarily. If you go to our website, www.uwhealth.org, you'll find a lot of good nutrition information that's evidence-based.
Okay, so uwhealth.org is the place to go. Wendy, thank you so much.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yeah, Wendy Hahn, clinical nutritionist at the University of Wisconsin Hospitals and Clinics. Great to talk with her about diets and... We're going to switch parts of the body a little bit and talk next about your skin and how to protect your skin during the coming cold weather and the dry home weather that you're going to have. Dr. Apple Bodemer back once again to talk with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.